Assalamu alaikum, children. This is Anne Khadija here, and I have a story for you today that's called For the Sake of Allah. Now, the story is based on an authentic hadith transmitted by Abu Huraira, who was one of the very close companions of Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him. In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Most Merciful. For the sake of Allah. Before we start this story, we must remember that travelling in the days of our beloved Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, was not at all easy. And the towns were not as near to one another as they are today. And there were no cars or buses, there were just camels, horses and donkeys. And not everyone could afford to either keep or own one. The poor people had to walk. In this story, our beloved Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, told his companions about a man who wanted to visit his brother in Islam. However, his brother in Islam lived in another town, but this did not stop the man from setting off on the long, difficult journey across the hot desert sun. As the man journeyed, an angel appeared to him and asked, "Where are you going?" The man replied to him that he was going to visit his brother in Islam in the next town. The angel asked the reason why he was going to visit him, saying, "Are you going to visit him for some sort of favour?" The man replied, "No, the only reason I'm going to visit him is that I love him for the sake of Allah." The angel was pleased with his answer and told him, "I am an angel sent to you by Allah with a message which is to tell you that Allah loves you just because you love your brother for his sake." Our beloved Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, also told his companions that whenever we visit a person who is sick for the sake of Allah, or go to visit someone for the sake of Allah, an angel calls out, "You are good and your walking is good. You will receive a home in paradise." When we do nice things for the sake of Allah, Allah is very generous in ways we do not expect or you can even imagine. Inshallah, there will be times when we do nice things and Allah will reward us. I don't think the man in the story ever thought for one minute that he would be worthy of the love of Allah for doing what seemed to him as a very simple thing. Do you? Now we have a quiz time, children. I'm going to ask you some questions and then I'll tell you their reply. One. Tell me where the man was going. The man was going to visit his friend. 2. Did the man go by car? No, there weren't any cars. He walked. 3. Who appeared to the man? An angel. What did the angel ask the man? Are you going to visit him for some sort of favour? 5. What was the reply of the man? The man said, "I'm going to visit him because I love him for the sake of Allah." 6. What did the angel tell the man? The angel told the man, "Allah loves you because you love your brother for his sake." 7. What did Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, tell his companions they would receive when you go to visit someone for the sake of Allah, or go to visit someone who's sick for the sake of Allah? Yes, that's right. A house in paradise. Now, how many did you score? Did you just get one or two answers right? You tried hard. Why not listen to the story again and see if you can get a higher score? Did you get three or four answers right? Good, you did well. Now, did you get five or six answers right? That's very good. Very good indeed. Seven answers right? Well done. Excellent. You're a star student of Moss.com.